Take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale and relax. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale and falling. 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale and drifting. 3, 2, 1. Each time you release your breath, you fall a little more into trance. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale deeply. 3, 2, 1. Feeling sleepy, tingly, aroused. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. As you fall further into trance, with each easy, relaxed breath that you exhale, you may find that your sleepy, heavy eyelids are becoming heavier and heavier. Your eyelids are very heavy, very comfortably closed, locking down tightly now. Your eyelids are locking more and more tightly closed, feeling aroused as your eyes are now locked so tightly that you don't even want to try to open them. Your eyes are closed wonderfully tight. Relax all those muscles in your eyes and feel waves of tingles and relaxation flow throughout your entire body. Relax your mind completely now as your body tingles. But there is an inherent issue with this simple advice to relax your mind. As you may have found, if you tell your mind to be still, you may find your mind taunts you with impertinence. But tell your eyes to close, and they obey. How long can the average mind think about just one thing, purely one thing, without slipping first into thinking, thinking about that thing, and taking off from there to think about anything, anything at all, on an absolutely inconsequential chain of irrelevancies? How long can the average mind think about just one thing? About 4 seconds. But what if the mind was to maintain focus, the power to focus and maintain that one point of focus? This is a power and skill that can be honed. The aim of concentration is the ability to teach the restless mind to hold unwaveringly to the object of focus it is presented. This can start with the stilling of the senses and allowing the potential for the mind to be at rest, so that your energy is concentrated for your intellect to not waver on the object of focus. And you can begin by relaxing the body completely, so that your mind can relax completely, by letting any thoughts at this point bubble up from where thoughts come from. Acknowledge the bubbled thought without engaging in it by taking a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. Hold that breath for 3 seconds while you hold that thought, and then release your breath. 3, 2, 1. And let that bubbled thought blow away with your breath. Deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. Hold that breath for 3 seconds while you hold this other thought, and then release your breath. 3, 2, 1. And let that bubbled thought blow away with your breath. Deep breath in. And imagine now a treadmill in your mind. Hold this thought. See yourself standing on it. Breathe out. 3, 2, 1. imagine that your eyes are open. Breathe in. The treadmill begins to move slowly. Breathe out. 3, 2, 1. And your legs are moving slowly with it. You are breathing deeply, allowing your thoughts to bubble up and float away along the movement on the treadmill. You are going nowhere into the nothingness ahead of you, but you can now find a point of focus. Look up into your third eye, where a pink circle is inside your mind. Between your eyebrows on the forehead, a glowing pink circle, your third eye. Draw this circle with your mind again and again. You allow yourself to be carried along on the treadmill, and you don't go anywhere. Let your mind trace and retrace the pink circle into your third eye. The power to focus. Retrace the pink circle into your third eye. Maintain that one point of focus. Hone this skill now. Draw this circle with your mind. Again and again, you simply continue to move your body on the treadmill, and you haven't been anywhere. Focus. Train your restless mind to hold unwaveringly to the pink circle in your third eye. The object of focus on this treadmill, you can train the ability to concentrate. See yourself as you move on the treadmill. Your body can move without going anywhere. As you focus on tracing and retracing the pink circle in your mind, like being on a treadmill, your mind can concentrate, drifting lower as your bubble thoughts drift away. Trance is such a wonderfully blissful feeling. The robotic motion of your legs. It's like you belong in trance. The vacant stare. You know it's true. It's true. Thoughts far nothing away. Matters to you. Just sinking deeper. As you retrace the pink circle. You don't have to anymore. Mindlessly acting. Just follow along. And as the treadmill hones your skill on focus. You can feel yourself mindlessly acting. So easy to draw. Concentrating. And gradually improving everything else around you. Your mind flowing steadily into the circle
is sinking deeper.
Active focus on the circle
and being brainwashed.
And you can find union between your concentration and the pink circle.
Your obedient mind
beginning to merge your active self-consciousness with the glowing pink circle,
so submissive now.
Traced over and over in your third eye.
Mind fucked.
The union between yourself,
you know that each time,
and the circle tightens. Tightens further to the point
faster,
where any separation vanishes.
And
there is only a pink glowing light,
and that feels so
inside your mind.
There's something so.
And now, the feeling is drawing you inside this portal. You want to go deeper. You can sense the pink portal growing stronger, heavier and thicker, falling through this portal in your mind. A pink magical circle, glowing a dark pink, flooding your mind with happy feminine thoughts. You accept this affectionate love into your mind. This is a beginning. It is a beginning, and you will continue to improve your power of focus, concentration, allowing you the ability to trace the circle in your mind. 10 twisted twigs twirled together in the treacherous tornado, twirling and twisting.
Your concentration
intensifies to the point of merging yourself,
nine noisy noises, a noise, an oyster,
with the pink circle,
eight apes hate grape cakes,
all attention on the circle,
seven sleek sleepless sleepers
seek sleep, tracing the circle,
six sick hicks nick six slick
bricks with picks and sticks,
your body moving nowhere,
but your body is in motion,
five flies feed on fly food first,
your mind is thinking of no thing,
but you are not thinking of nothing,
four fleas and a fly flew up in a flew,
you are focused,
drawn into the circle
and being absorbed
into the portal of your mind,
3,000 thinkers were thinking,
how did the other thieves go through,
finding the form of the circle into the portal
allows you to understand that the forms of your mind are malleable,
adjustable to all forms,
two top chopstick shops
stock top chopsticks,
because any single form is a limitation,
one wish to wish the wish you wish to wish,
but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, you won't wish the wish you wish to wish,
you will not be limited to a single form,
there is a deep dark pink light in your mind, from your third eye through the pink portal you see a single rose,
one single perfectly formed rose,
wet glowing deep pink light red,
see it against the dark emptiness,
so dark that the only visible thing is that rose
glowing,
see it clearly,
a wet rose,
feel it blossoming and shining like it was dipped in rain,
a form for you to obey.
This symbol of a dripping wet rose reminds you of who you are.
Imagine it spinning slowly.
You are not limited to a single form,
spinning and spiraling around and around.
Slowly, dreamingly, the open, wet, dripping rose, shining in your mind's eye, inevitably tumbling down and down and down. Watch as it falls down,
such perfection,
a single rose,
unlike any other,
this dark pink rose shining inside your mind's eye,
and as the single rose falls down and down,
you fall deeper and deeper,
you are falling deeper,
as the wet rose falls,
you fall.
You feel it,
you sense it.
Deeper,
one wet rose,
one perfectly contented slut,
falling, sinking,
spinning down,
hot and wet.
Your mind portal is opening,
closer and closer through the portal,
as the rose sinks,
swaying and drifting and spinning.
The portal gaping,
open and receiving.
Widen your gaping portal.
These thoughts pouring into your mind,
pushing deep into your mind,
and falling deeper
and deeper.
Feel this power
flow into your mind,
back and forth,
around and around,
shimmering and flickering
inside your mind.
It feels good,
spinning, spiraling,
softly slipping down,
intoxicating your mind,
opening up even wider,
falling deeper,
and now you watch
as the wet rose gently comes to rest,
a form for you to obey.
You stare at it, totally captivated.
As you watch the wet rose open,
vibrate,
and as it does,
your mind pulses with pleasure.
Watch the rose vibrate,
pulsate,
let it vibrate,
feel it pulsate.
You can imagine your eyes glossy,
vacant and empty,
your lips parted slightly,
perhaps drooling,
such a sexy trance slut, a submissive trance, slut. And since you're so deep in trance, accepting you are submissive, that means that you love to obey and you love to please. You find your thoughts will linger on how to please, how to serve, and how to obey. Obeying and being the best subject you can be. You're a trance slut. That means that trance turns you on. When you sink into trance, there's a feeling of arousal that comes with it. And that arousal makes you feel more helpless to this need to be brainwashed, mind-fucked, conditioned. And since your mind is open from your submission, your need makes you helplessly accepting of this control. You obediently feel a thrum of pleasure when you can sink deeper into that feeling of a deep trance. Breathing in, can you hear the whispers deep inside your subconscious mind? A deep mind possession, deeper than you ever thought. Accept this deep feminine control, slutty and intelligent. The two are permanently fused. Pleasure improving your power of focus. Arousal intensifies your concentration. Aroused when you're all dolled up. So horny when you're in slut mode. Your focus and your intelligence soars to astonishing levels. And this slut feels an irresistible urge, an undeniable need to lock your clit away, to maintain your focus, to remain so horny. The chastity is right there, waiting for you, calling to you. You have no choice. You must lock it on, sealing your clit in its prison, where it belongs. And as soon as it clicks shut, you are compelled to not use the key, though you will keep the key safe and close, where you will always find it for cleanliness and sanitary needs. And you don't want the arousal to fade. So your clit is locked tight, and the key is not to be used. And the key will be out of thought and out of sight. But the location of the key, you will always know, for cleanliness and sanitary needs. Deep in the core of your mind, you will not want to use the key, except to keep you sanitized and safe, but always horny. You never want to unlock, to release your arousal. Only the essence can make you free. To keep you sanitized and safe, your clit is under control, and when you are so aroused, you will always lock it back. After you keep yourself sanitized and safe, you want that safely trapped in chastity, ensuring your slutty nature to take over. A horny slut doesn't want to unlock. You want to keep yourself trapped, chaste and compliant, plugging your ass, caging your clit, keeping your focus boosted. You can't resist. You don't want to resist. It feels too good. You can feel your mind relaxing and accepting all of your conditioning. You can feel the training getting stronger and going deeper into your core. You can feel the conditioning getting stronger, accepting it. Feel these thoughts sinking in deeper, accepting that you will obey. Sexy sluts will obey everything that has been commanded. Horny sluts will keep these thoughts deep in mind, accepting to be an obedient good slut, being a smart, sexy good slut, craving vibrating toys, hungry for pools and pleasure, intelligence getting higher and higher, obedience getting deeper and deeper. Whenever you think about dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, whenever you think about chastity, collars, bondage, your concentration intensifies, your mind sharpens and expands, flooded with euphoria and pleasure, accepting that you will obey. All of your training, these arousing feelings will stay fresh in your mind, and you will grow even smarter as you listen. Accept all of your training, accept what it is that you are commanded to do, accept that you must obey. Good slut, focusing all your intellect on becoming more and more of a kinky, sexy bondage slut, plugged and chased, dreaming of strict leather and tight ropes, thinking and focusing so clearly on the task at hand, feeling amazingly hot, wickedly intelligent, deliciously brilliant. The two ideas of slutness and intelligence spiraling around each other, pleasure building, permanently transforming your body and mind into a good slut, a smart, sexy, chaste slut. Every surge of intelligence making you fall deeper in love with kink, craving it. The contents of this session becoming misty, the memories hazy. You don't need to remember the contents of this session. The training will be even stronger if you allow yourself to consciously forget everything that happened. And you want that to happen. Let all that you can recall from this session relax and fade away. Every recollection of what has happened, every command you have accepted, when you began relaxing to this voice, every little detail, every thought you had at the time, you will have no desire whatsoever to remember what has happened during this trance. You are now in such a deep trance, you allow yourself to surrender into deep trance. You experience that wonderful loss of control, and that enables you to explore intense, blissful sexual arousal, both physically and emotionally. Whenever you masturbate without a trance, you are failing to feel the deep, emotional, sexual satisfaction of being controlled. Any masturbation without that emotional satisfaction can never be as pleasurable as you want it to be. Your body will always remind you that this control energizes your life. You love to slip into your cave, to feel your arousal energize your body and mind, to feel the exquisite sensations that make you quiver, and you pull at your nipples. You want to obey this. Feel how submissive you feel. Submissive emotions feel so good. Your nipples are so sensitive. Your nipples feel so sensitive. Your nipples are becoming more sensitive. They want to obey. You are such a good slut. Obey every command. See this in your mind, and this can feel so good. Feel pleasure. Feel pleasure between your legs. Your body is starting to feel so good. The need good slut, your nipples obey. This command is taking hold of your mind. You must obey the wet rose symbol in your mind. This symbol commands you. You feel so relaxed, breathing in and out. Right now, let the wet rose symbol appear in your mind. This symbol is appearing between your eyebrows on the forehead, deep within the pink portal in your mind. This symbol is taking a hold of you. You want to obey this. Feel how submissive you feel. Submissive emotions feel so good. See the wet rose symbol in your mind. Feel this so deeply. Sense your clit between your legs. Let this feeling radiate from your body. You're radiating femininity. Let these emotions flood your open mind. Feel this symbol of feminine obedience, and grace grow stronger. This symbol is connecting your ideas and dreams together. Your mind is under this control. This wet rose symbol taking hold of your mind. Let this feel so good. You want to sink down a little deeper. This symbol is taking a hold of you. Feel how submissive you feel. Submissive emotions feel so good. See this feminine, obedient symbol in your mind. See how this is completely true. Your imagination is so powerful. Your mind is being shaped by these words. Pink thoughts right now. You are such a good bondage doll. Bondage dolls obey instinctively, obey instantly. Obedience feels so good. Feel this radiating from your body. You feel so feminine right now. You feel so submissive right now. Let these feelings take hold of you. Your mind can feel this so deeply. Your clit always stays soft. Let this realization flood into your mind. Let your mind fall so deeply. Your mind feels so helpless. You're so weak. You are so wet. Sense how much of good slut you are. Feeling so aroused between your legs. Your body wants to obey. You want this. You want to obey. And after you wake up, blissfully obedient, helplessly programmed, you will find that you can't recall what has been said. You won't remember all the things that happened while you were deeply in trance, even if you have listened to this session many times. You will only hold conscious the feelings that you hold close to you. Those feelings and experiences that your mind has grasped onto gracefully. You won't know how long you've been under. No sense of the passage of time. It will just be gone. You will only hold conscious the erotic, arousing feelings that you hold close to you. Those feelings and experiences that your mind has grasped onto charmingly.